This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Joe. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I found your podcast by accident a few weeks ago, and I've been listening ever since. I heard a podcast where Tony mentioned something about DIY in England, and if they ever have problems with ghosts or anything like that, and it prompted me to call you guys. I was in the Air Force for 25 years, and during that time I was stationed in England two times, and the first time I was there, the story I'm going to tell you, it didn't happen to me, but it has to do with a building that was renovated and some stuff with ghosts that happened. But anyway, the base would arrange for trips, and they did this haunted pub crawl around Christmas time, or around Halloween time, rather. Excuse me. And what this pub crawl was is that we'd get on basically the English version of a Greyhound bus, and we'd drive around to all these haunted places, and there was a tour guide, and he would tell us the story of the place we were going to go to before we'd go in, and then we'd go in and have a few beers or drinks or whatever, get it back on the bus and go to the next place. Well, one of the places that they took us to had a really interesting story, and I wanted to tell you guys about it. A lot of the pubs and inns are really old buildings that at one time may have had another purpose, and they were being renovated. Well, this one place that the tour took us to was this place called the Old Mill. And what it was a building next to a river that used a water wheel or a paddle wheel, the power of the river water flowing to grind wheat into flour. And this building was built like maybe 150, 200 years ago. Well, the guy that bought this building, it was in the late 70s, he put all his money down, bought this building, gutted it out, and he was going to make it into a restaurant. And while they were gutting the building out, the workers, they were ripping out the walls, and they found a mummified cat inside the wall. So one of the workers took this cat out, and he showed it to the owner of the building, and the owner thought, oh, wow, that looks like kind of an antique. And so he took it out of the wall, and mind you, at this point in the renovation, they were like 75% done with this building, supposedly. And so he took this mummified cat out of the wall, and he took it to an antique store. And he showed it to the guy at the antique store and to see if he'd be interested in buying it, and the guy bought it. And that night, the Old Mill had a fire and basically gutted the building out. So all the work and money they invested in this building just went up in smoke. So somebody told him that this cat must have been like guarding this building from evil spirits. So he like freaked out. He went back to the antique store and he bought the cat back from the antique store. And brought it back to his building, and they were going to start over building the building. Well, the funny thing is, this was the next day. That night, the antique store burned to the ground. So they put this cat, this mummified cat, they put it back where they found it, and they put like a brass frame with a piece of plexiglass, and when you walk into this restaurant, into the lobby area where you wait to be seated, you can see this cat in the wall, and you know the story, therefore. So, I thought that Tony might be interested in that. I thought it was kind of interesting. Personally, myself, I've never seen a ghost. I believe they exist, and by listening to your show, I think I've learned a lot about why ghosts are around and why they behave the way they do. I don't think there's just one type of ghost. And maybe someday I'll see a ghost and I might regret wanting that. But I also believe in guardian angels. I'll quickly tell you a short story. Again, this didn't happen to me. It happened to my wife. But when I was living with my parents, my mom was very devout Catholic. I don't remember why she brought it up, but she said that that I had guardian angels watching over me. And I was like, oh, okay. And I never really thought much about it. And then later on in life, I went to see a psychic lady, which, by the way, was in England as well. And I won't go into that, the long story as to why I did that. But I only went and saw her once. But she told me some stuff that was no way she would have known about my family and why I was named as I was. And it just freaked me out. It was amazing. But anyway, among the things she said was that she said that, I had guardian angels looking after me. And a few years later, after I got married to my current wife, one morning my wife told me that she woke up in the middle of the night, and standing in a corner of the room was this lady. And my mother had said to me, and I'd heard, that guardian angels are either angels or their relatives that have passed on. And she said this lady was an older lady, and she was just standing there in like a nightgown from maybe 50 years ago or something. And she was just standing there, just staring at my wife. And my wife, I said, did you feel scared, afraid or anything? She says, no. And did she say anything or do anything? She said, no, she was just standing there. And my wife just went back to sleep. And I think that that woman was a guardian angel. And I think that's what my wife saw, because she wasn't afraid in any way of this. So I believe in God. I think God isn't the way we think God is. It's a lot more complicated than that. I believe in guardian angels and angels and all that. But I just thought I'd share that with you. And I love your show. And keep up the good work. And thanks a lot. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.